Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, middle part of the week. This is Wednesday, February 20th, and we have one guest today, a very interesting lady who I really enjoy talking to, Vera Massey, University Extension.
Hi, Paul.
Good to have you here. And I've learned so much from you over the years, going back to our Pepper and Friends days, too. And you always get a lot of response from your appearances on here. Today, we are going to talk about
stressing less so we can live more.
Stressing less so we can live more. So you say taking the stress out of our lives and living more for the day or for the moment.
For the moment, for the joy, for the peace.
Because so many times, and we've talked about this before, so many times we're here, but we're not really here.
No.
We're thinking about what we were supposed to do yesterday, or what we're going to do tomorrow, or what is coming up next week.
We're stressing.
Yeah, and we forget about, hey, wait a minute, all we have is right now.
Yes.
We're not guaranteed that we're going to have tomorrow.
No, and we do. We live so much of our lives in the stress mode. They've done some surveys with people who are working full-time. And more than 50% people say that they have major stress in their life. 50% of the people say they experience major stress. The word is major. That's pretty big stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And they say that that has been increasing as they've been doing these studies over the years. We are stressing more.
Are you saying in our country or
in the United States?
In the United States. 50% of people say they have major stress.
They have major stress in their life. And you know, when you think about what stress really is, it's that mental or physical reaction to a change or to a perceived threat. So the reality is there are a whole lot of changes in life that set us off, that it's a major threat. Mm-hmm. And the body reacts in the same way as if a bear were coming at you. Mm-hmm. We can, let's say I have a dear friend who's going to be having a biopsy soon. And so that is a perceived stress, you know, we don't know what the result will be. But we do have a choice while we're getting to that place. Are we going to stress the whole time until we have a test, till we get the results back? Or are there things that we can still enjoy in life? Mm-hmm. Because we don't know. Some situations occur, or a change occurs, that it happens.
And we have no control.
We have no control. Sometimes we perceive things that are going to happen, and that creates as much stress as an actual event.
Mm-hmm. And many times, if we perceive something negative is going to happen, somehow our mind has the ability to make that happen.
Well, sometimes we'll make choices that may lead to that happening. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that stress affects our health, our mental health, our physical health. It affects when we have chronic diseases. It can make them worse. Mm-hmm. It can help lead to some of these chronic diseases. It affects the choices we make in our daily lives. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'd say a lot of us know when we get really stressed, we may eat differently.
Right. You were talking about diseases, and we talked about this too, mind, body, spirit.
Yes.
If you are sick or you're going through a major surgery, or perhaps chemotherapy, if you think positive with that, your chances of your body healing itself are much greater than if you think negative.
There's a great deal of research that helps us better understand the power of thought.
Yes. The power of positive thinking.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so much of our thinking, and they've done studies here, that about 80% of the time, our thoughts are negative.
Right. Now, this really isn't a fair question for you right now, Vera, but I'm going to throw it at you.
Okay.
Because I know you're pretty professional.
I can handle it.
let's say somebody has lost their job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's a pretty stressful thing.
That's a pretty stressful thing.
Let's say somebody lost their job through no fault of their own. And they've got a family to feed. There's no money coming in. How do you handle this? How do you not stress out over that?
That's a tough situation, and I will say I've never been in it.
Yeah.
So what we do is that it is not the only thing going on in our life. Now, it may be a major change in our life, but that may be a time to help us get a little energy to be able to see what my options are. Sometimes when something major like that happens, we're immobilized. We can't even see that we have a future. We wouldn't know what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So by maybe looking at what is still going right in my life.
There may be an opportunity around the corner.
There may be, yes. You may be recalling people who have been important to you in your life that may know of an opportunity for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of jobs are not just seeing it in the paper.
Right.
It's making connections with people.
But what you said is so true. Sometimes something negative comes your way through no fault of your own, but it actually could turn out to be a stepping stone for a better part.
And
your
life. Know, I have known many people in my life who lost their jobs, not because of something they did, and they will say, at the time, it was the most difficult thing. But when they look back, it was the best thing that ever happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be not only a change in losing a job, it may be a change in a relationship, it may be a change in your health.
Yeah.
Some people have opportunities that they would not have had before.
If this had not come your way.
Instead of just focusing on the loss.
Right. Are you doing a class?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We don't have much time left. Tell us about the class. When
is it? Well, it's called Taking Care of You, Body, Mind, Spirit, and I offer it throughout the year.
Okay.
And it's a great way to look at how we're going to stress less and live more, how to generate more positive emotion in our life. It's an 8-week program.
When does it start?
It will start next week. I have a couple of openings left, so
okay.
They would need to call the extension office.
And the telephone number?
445-9792.
445-9792. And there's a couple of openings that are still left. If you're interested in this class, it starts next week. And
yes.
You're teaching it.
Yes.
Okay. One of the most positive thinking ladies that I know.
Aww.
Vera, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you,
by.
Paul.
Vera Massey, always a pleasure to have you here. The phone number one more time.
445-9792.
University Extension.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll be back again with this in about a month or so. Tomorrow, we've got Talking Hearts Productions and League of Women Voters, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something that you would like to hear or see, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. pepperp@missouri.edu. Have yourself a nice morning. Bye-bye.